Good afternoon. This is Dino Herbert with the Dino Herbert Show, Everyday Hero. And today's Everyday Hero is a gentleman by the name of Chris Savage, who is the founder and CEO of Wistia. Wistia was founded in 2006 and is a leading provider of secure video sharing and collaboration tools for business. Welcome to the call, Chris.
Thanks, Dino. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. So, before we get into all of the detail, Chris, why don't you tell me a little bit about what exactly it is that Wistia does?
Sure. Essentially, Wistia is a software-as-a-service application which companies can use to share video privately or publicly. So, you know, within their organizations, with prospects, with partners, and everything is tracked and monitored so that you can – you know, essentially put your videos to work.
Okay. And so that gives me the power to do what?
So it gives you a power. Good question. So essentially what people can do is they can sign up for Wistia just like you sign up for any, you know, web conferencing tool.
Okay.
Start uploading your videos, and then you can share them with a select audience. So that select audience can be, you know, the two of us sitting here in this call. I might want to share a video with you about some of the work that my company is doing because I'm trying to engage you in a sale.
Okay.
And it's, it allows people to essentially control this experience by a per-user basis or by across an entire audience. And when you share a video with someone, you're kind of setting up a personalized screening room.
Okay.
So each user comes in, has their own, they're seeing their own view of the content that you're sharing with them. And you can mix and match content depending on who you're working with. So
okay.
What happens a lot when people are training internally is they'll, you know, they'll create a few different learning modules which are for their employees, and they're all kind of the same. And their employees can actually have a collaborative learning environment on their own time. So they can go in there, they can watch the videos, they can actually comment, ask questions, and the person who shared them initially can go back in and help them out. Or if you're working with someone outside your organization, you can invite, you know, for example, a salesperson can invite 20 different prospects all to come in and watch videos, but then they can go back and see which prospects actually watch the videos and literally see which parts of the videos they watch. So did you watch, you know, seconds 1 through 10 and then turn it off, or did you watch the whole thing through a couple of times? And it's a really good way to gauge interest.
Okay, excellent. And as I understand it from reading a little bit about your site, you have a way so that whether I'm using a MPG file or some other video file format, your system kind of conglomerates all of those different file types so that no matter what my client or my team member uses, they can still view that particular video.
Exactly. So any video that's uploaded is converted. We're using Flash Video.
Okay.
And so I believe the word in the street is around, you know, 96 to 97% of people can view a Flash video at any given time, which is a lot higher than any of the individual formats. So we're converting it to Flash for you so that it, you can have more confidence that your audience can see it.
Okay.
I mean, actually, along with that, beyond just the videos, we're also converting documents as well, because often people want to put documents with the video, you know. So those documents are converted to a Flash format that you can see in the browser, so you don't have to download anything.
Right. Understood. Okay, let's take a little step back and tell me a little bit about you and your background and how you came to become the CEO and founder of Wistia.
Sure. So I was in school at Brown University with my co-founder,
okay.
And when we were there, I studied film. And so I came out of school, and actually I was fortunate enough to help produce a documentary feature film on the mayor of Providence, who went to jail for corruption.
Okay.
And so we got that movie out into theaters, and we got that on DVD. We self-distributed everything. We had a great run at it, and I ended up working in the independent film world for a little while. And while I was in that space, I was working with people every day whose entire lives were video. You know, everything was wrapped up in video. You know, video is the product that they're selling. Video is them, the representation of them. And this is now February 2006, and YouTube had launched just a little bit before. And all these people, you know, video is so important to them. but they weren't yet taking advantage of video on the web. You know, people were wary of, like, I can't control my content anymore. It's not going to be, you know, as high quality as I want it to be. I don't want to put it on YouTube with all these other people's stuff that are on there at the same time. And so there was clear that there was an opportunity to help that audience get their content online.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started off by making a site for filmmakers where they could exclusively share their work and promote themselves. And as a part of that, we're going to create this collaborative, private environment for filmmakers to work together on projects. One of the things I did was I worked as an editor, and I was making, you know, DVDs, six DVDs a day. They're getting overnighted all over the country, and it really slowed down the process. It made the process much more expensive, and it was kind of a bad way to work. So we wanted to solve that problem. And pretty much, like, things just naturally evolved, and that was the initial problem we were trying to solve. And it turned out that that private collaborative area was much more valuable than a video sharing site just for filmmakers, at least at that time. And that is what Wistia evolved into.
Okay, okay. That sounds good. Now, this film you were talking about, that was Buddy, right?
Yes.
Okay, excellent, excellent. I did hear about that film. I didn't see it, unfortunately, but I heard it was a good movie. So let me ask you this, Chris. Do you, let's say one of your prospective clients who are considering using video to communicate with either their team members or their potential clients, what if I don't have much experience associated with doing videos? I'm new to all of this web related content. And I really don't know much about video. I don't know much about producing a video. Can you guys help me in that regard as well?
Yeah, well, we do. And so there's a number of different ways that we help out there. So we have some partners that are video production companies.
Okay.
So you don't know much about video, but you know that you want to incorporate video into your business, often because you know you want to scale some kind of human interaction.
Yes.
We can help hook you up with video production companies. That's all they do, and they can help you create, you know, that video you're looking for.
Okay.
What we're seeing a lot of recently is there's a lot of people recording screencasts or recording live, you know, right in off their webcams. And so what we'll do then is we'll suggest the products that we use, help it with the techniques that we use to help those people kind of get that whole product solution, make it really easy for them to adopt using video. And there's a number of online resources as well, and it kind of just depends on it's a, you know, per client basis as to how experienced they are, what they're looking for, what kind of production quality they want. And I mean, we work with video production partners, some of which only focus, for example, on training materials, others which only focus on helping you make, you know, sales videos.
Okay. And these video production partners are, you've got those all over the country so that no matter where I am, I'm in Podunk, Iowa, or wherever, you can get to me, or do I need to travel a bit to work with your video production partners?
They're kind of all over the country, and there isn't a large number of them, but most of them are very mobile. So if you have that real need and you're ready to make an investment in video, they'll fly to you. Or it kind of is a, you know, a tree structure where one of our partners will know someone else who's close by and can help, you know, fit the pieces together.
Okay, okay. All right. Well, I don't know if you know much about my show, but my show, the Dino Herbert Show, is meant for aspiring entrepreneurs or those who are just kind of getting started, and I'm looking to motivate them and encourage them in all of that they do. Now, I know that the folk who are in the film industry are usually on the cutting edge of what's going on. At least that seems to be the impression that you guys have. Did you always know that you wanted to do something entrepreneurial, or did it just kind of, you saw that need that you were discussing earlier and you saw that need to fill it, or is this something that you always wanted to do?
I think for me it was something I always wanted to do.
Okay.
And, I mean, film was the first step towards that because I didn't want to have a boss. You know, I wanted to create my own work, my own art, if that's silly as that sounds. And that's how I got my foot in the door, and I kind of jumped on that in college when I hadn't really found something I was truly passionate in, and then suddenly I found this thing, filmmaking, which I was really passionate about. And I realized it was because I owned it because I controlled it, because it was, you know, taking something from just an idea through to completion across a, you know, a long period of time, and it was, you know, kind of an entrepreneurial venture. And so that's what, that was probably my first taste of it. And then it was something I had talked about a lot with my co-founder, Brendan, when we were in school. And so it became, when we started to see this opportunity and we thought we could really capitalize on it, that's when we decided we, you know, we had to make a real commitment to it and go out there and do it.
Okay, okay. So you guys have been in business about 3 years now, going on 3 years, I guess.
Yep,
and
2.5 years.
Why don't you share some of the good times and some of the challenging times with us?
All right. Well, let's start with challenging and move to good. How about that?
Okay, that works for me.
I mean, you know, I think probably the beginning was the most challenging, and that's because we had no idea what we were doing.
Right.
And I believe that, you know, being naive was one of the great assets that I had when we started Wistia, because I couldn't understand how much work it meant I was going to be doing and the kinds of challenges I would come up against. And I think if I could have truly understood the kinds of effort you need to put in and the ways you need to think and the ways you need to work, it would have been a much harder decision for me to jump on board. Whereas I just was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go. Let's start. And there was a big moment for us, which was when we had started to build this essentially portfolio site for filmmakers. And we hadn't really launched it, but we'd put it out there for about a month. We started to play around with it, and we realized that Wistia could be much more successful. And it was a hard decision because we put a lot of time and effort into that original product. And to kind of go on your gut and say, I think we're focusing on the wrong thing. I think we need to change course right now pretty dramatically. And to be doing that, you know, bootstrapping out of a bedroom is kind of a scary thing when your time to live is measured in months.
Right, right.
So that was a tough time. But then, you know, we made the decision and we're stronger for it, and fortunately started to see some results pretty quickly. And that turned into the greatest times. You know, I mean, we went from having that first product, you know, just starting to taste it, just starting to put it out there, not really getting an amazing response, to the point where we launched Wistia with a paying customer that was a medical device company. And they had heard about us and said, hey, we're interested in using your tool to improve the way we collaborate on our clinical trials.
Good, good. So you guys, you were going down a certain path, but then you kind of recognized that, you know, maybe this isn't the way we should be going, and you went down a path where the market kind of began to tell you, I should be going down this way, and you were smart enough to listen to what the market was telling you.
Exactly. I mean, and it also helped me figure out that first thing we were doing was definitely a little niche, where going out and helping any business with video, which I think gets to your question earlier too about, you know, how do you make it easy? That's one of the things we had done inadvertently, at least initially it was inadvertently, was just make Wistia really easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
And this medical device company just had all this video that they had to share. You know, this is the records of the surgeries that they're doing. It's the record mm-hmm. of how their device was performing. And they had doctors and continue to have doctors in Chile, in Brazil, in Europe, across North America, and they kind of didn't have a good way for these doctors to talk together and say, you know, this is how I think we should change the device, or this is how I think we should change the procedure. And so they really needed an easy way to securely share that video. They needed a way to interact and collaborate around it. And that was like the light bulb went on. Wait a second. You know, we've done something here, and the opportunity is much bigger if we can just make it easy for people to use video in this way.
Excellent, excellent. That's good. It sounds like a great product. Other than your medical device companies that you've become involved in, are there other major clients or client types that you'd like to mention?
Our customers are across the board in terms of different industries. We have some big advertising agencies that are using us, like Tribal DDB. There are, you know, content media companies, or I guess you'd call them performing arts, like Cirque du Soleil. There's companies in all different – I mean, we have a company that builds warehouse robots that is using Wistia as a part of its sales team. And then we have, you know, a three-person sole proprietorship, which is just – which is also using it as part of a sales team, but they've got, you know, one guy in their sales team using it as opposed to 50 people on the other end. So, I mean, the thing that really our customers have in common is that they all use video, and they're all looking for a way to replace either sitting in a room watching the content together, shipping DVDs overnight, you know, putting things on unsecured FTP servers. They're just trying to make things more efficient.
I see. I see. Understood. Now, I believe I read something on your site that talked about, you know, you're trying to cut out the travel time. If I wanted to do a presentation, for example, that I would typically do in front of a prospective client, or I'm standing in their conference room with PowerPoint or whatever other type of media.
Yep.
Do you also maybe film my presentation at my site and then just ship the presentation to the prospect?
We don't actually do the filming, but that's one of the things where we'll hook you up with a video production partner to help out with that.
Right.
But that's a great example of how people will use Wistia. And it's actually, you know, we have some clients who used to use WebEx or Live Meeting.
Right.
They, you know, they were trying to make that pitch more efficient by not actually traveling to the person's to their office and doing it in person. But what some of those people have done is instead of doing the WebEx thing, they have recorded their presentation on their screen using a screencasting tool.
Right.
So they've recorded a video of their screen. And then they're sharing that with a bunch of different prospects. And the big difference there is they can see which of those prospects are actually watching the video and which are actually interested. And I think, you know, if you're sitting in a room with someone and you're doing a presentation, social constructs don't allow that person to get up and walk out if they're not interested. You know,
right,
they're going to sit
right
there. They're going to kind of pay attention. You're going to be trying to read them, see where they're at. But I guarantee you, if your prospect is sitting on the computer at home or in their office and you share them a video, if they're not interested, they're going to turn it off. You know, they're not worried about offending you.
Right, exactly.
But I think the most important part of sales is being able to gauge how interested people are and qualifying out the people you shouldn't be talking to. And so that's what a lot of people have done, is because they can interact essentially with more prospects in less time, and they can only deal with the person who actually watched the videos all the way through, or who watched the section of their video that is describing, you know, the tracking part of their product or something.
Okay.
And I mean, that's how we do our sales here at Wistia, is we eat our own dog food. We use Wistia to do our own sales.
Right. I can understand that. So the way it works, if you could explain this to me a little further, Chris, I send my prospect a link or a login information onto your site so that I know exactly who's logging into Wistia, and I know exactly what they're watching, and I know exactly how long they watched and what portion of the video they watched.
Pretty much that's exactly what you would do. I mean, you send it to Wistia, yep.
Okay, so it's not an email and they open an email. It's actually I send them information. This is how you log into Wistia and access this information that I want to give to you.
Yeah, I mean, actually Wistia takes care of all the permissions and stuff, all the access control. So you would – it's as simple as, you know, I would type in Dino Herbert's email, your email, into a Wistia project and invite you in. And then Wistia will send you a link, and you can create your own login information if you want or whatever, come into the system, and you'll see just that project I shared with you. And then, you know, say you're interested in it, you actually like it, you can comment back in that same space. And you might say, I like this, but show me more about, you know, some of your other customers. I want to see how other customers are using it that are, you know, technology companies. So I would go and get some videos about technology companies that are customers of Wistia and put them into that project for you, and then you could go and see that new content. So it's a way to work back and forth.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. That sounds good. Shifting gears a little bit again on you, Chris, if you were giving advice to new entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs, what are, you know, two or three words of advice that you would give to them as they are looking to do their pursue their dream and start their new business venture?
I would say that I think the most important, I'll kind of look at it like this. I mean, the most important thing for me has been looking at what the kind of big trends are that are going in the market and trying to think about where those things are going to evolve to. So in our case, that was looking at video sharing become very popular and realizing it's all focused on public video sharing. And if we could go and create something for private video sharing for companies specifically who would want to work that way, that was something that people weren't going to be ready for, you know, the day YouTube launched. But as video became an expectation, that was going to be something that people started to look for. So I would say look at the macro trends of the market that you want to play in. I would say do what you know. I think almost everyone has some kind of experience that's relative. Hopefully it's relative to what you're interested in. And I think it can be a mistake to go down a road into something that you know nothing about. That being said, I think it's incredibly healthy and really important to be naive. I think that being naive is what allows you, as long as you're passionate, to get through a lot of things that might otherwise seem impossible. If you don't know they're impossible, they don't end up being.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Yeah, it's like if you don't know you can't do it, then you'll try to do it.
Exactly.
Excellent, excellent. That's great. That's great. So how did you guys come up with the name Wistia?
Good question. Wistia WIST is an archaic English word that means to know. Wistia was pretty short. We liked it. It seems to be memorable enough. So it's pretty simple for us.
Good. So as we start to wrap it up here, Chris, would you like to put in one more plug about one particular feature of your system? How do people get in touch with you? How do they sign up for your service, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, I think the easiest way to find out about Wistia is, you know, just head to wistia.com. You can sign up for a free trial. Go in there, use it. You know, there's no credit card, no contracts, nothing. And you'll get a sense for it. I mean, I think it's pretty easy. So that's what I would say. Wistia.com.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I thank you so much, Chris, for taking the time to talk to us today. It's been great hearing your story, and sounds like you guys have a very exciting project on your hands, and I wish you all the best in the future.
Thanks very much, Gino.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Dino Herbert Show, Everyday Hero. Why don't you drop me a line and let me know what you thought about today's episode. You can also find me at dinoherbert.com for other books, recordings, and to book me to speak at your next engagement. It's always a pleasure having you here, and remember, I am passionate about people who are pursuing their potential.